Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for being here this morning. It is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are going to play that clip from Kirk that sparked a few people to raise their eyebrows in a moment. But here are the headlines before you head out this morning. The Hawks are back in action tonight, taking on the Spurs in San Antonio. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. The Buffalo Bills are in Houston tonight to take on the Texans on Thursday Night Football. The Braves have announced that closer Raisel Iglesias will return to Atlanta, paying him $16 million to come back. The Falcons have designated Divine Diablo to return to practice from the IR. Just a little bit of good news from yesterday, but of course we all got the update that Michael Penix is going to need surgery for a partially torn ACL. It will end his season. Here is Raheem Morris speaking to the media yesterday on feeling bad about this situation.
Good spirits. You know, obviously, hardened young man, tough and young man, hard on all of us. You know, tough injury that he's got to go through again. He's dealt with it. But what we know of Mike and all the stuff that we've done from our research, from all the injuries, come back stronger. We feel really confident that this will be the same way. I have no doubt that Mike's going to attack this rehab and attack all the things he has to get done to be ready for his team and ready to go as soon as possible.
Woof. Mm. I mean, it just even listening to that and listening to it yesterday just makes you sick. The entire storyline makes you sick. The way the season has gone makes you sick. And the thought that he's not going to have a full offseason makes you sick. There's just no two ways about it. He needs work, needs development, needs time with whatever coach is calling the plays or designing the offense for the coming years. And bottom line is, no matter how you feel about it, you spent a first-round pick 2 years ago on him, and it stinks. And you were hoping this guy was the future of the franchise, and now there's every single thing is in question about his future and this team's future. So I don't know. It was a tough pill to swallow to listen to all that yesterday and to know that there's actually going to be a reconstruction done.
And to top it all off, you've got a fan base that's frustrated because – I was talking to somebody that I think it was yesterday about this, and we were discussing why there's angst and why there seems to be no patience with anything with the fan base. And I said, well, because we never got that rebuilding process. You know, we were fed in when Terry and Arthur Smith got here in 21, we're retooling while trying to win and competing. And then in 22, Matt's gone. And it was, well, no, we're trying to win. And you knew it wasn't necessarily the case because you had like one of the largest dead caps in the largest dead cap at the time in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
But that was the message. And then you go into the 2023 season and was like, Desmond Ritter's like, well, guys, we're ready. We're going to win.
This is the guy.
We're going to win. Like we have a roster. You know, we have Bijan. We have Drake London, Kyle Pitt. We're going to compete for playoffs, the division. And you go 7-10 again. And then you fire him. And then you're like, no, we're going to sign Kirk Cousins. And Kirk's going to be here. And he's going to take us to the to the playoffs, and Michael's going to sit for 2 years, and we're going to win. And then that doesn't work out. And now, it's, well, Penix is the guy, and you saw what he did last year in a primetime game against Washington and blah, blah, blah. And so he wasn't even given the leash to develop this year. It was, he's supposed to be winning. He's supposed to be, you know, people expect him to step in and play like an all-pro. And it's just, you know, one quarterback did that in the draft class last year. It was Jaden Daniels. You know, Bo Nix was good, but he also was playing behind probably the best defense in the league last year and this year. And so he's been able to develop while playing behind defenses that hold teams to the scoring down and just do enough to win. I mean, their offense, like three or four games in a row this year, was brutal for the first three quarters. And all of a sudden, because their defense kept him in. Penix didn't get that either. He got a good defense, but not great. And now he's injured. And so now you're entering another offseason where there's uncertainty and the expectation next year will be to win. And he's going to have like 12 games under his belt.
Yeah.
And he's going to be coming off injury. And you said he's not going to get any of that stuff. So.
Feel stuck. Feel stuck.
And it feels like you've done it to yourself.
Yeah.
Because you've never, like, I get it. You want to, like, I understand the messaging of we got to do this and do that. But you never gave yourself the opportunity to take a deep breath and say, look, whatever happens this year, we're trying to win, but we're also trying to develop players. Nope. It's been complete. Because for 3 or 4 years, you had Thomas and DQ trying to save their jobs and trying to win by pushing the cap hit, and then when you reset it, you never really just admitted that you're resetting it.
Yeah. And you know what's, and to cap it all off, you know, the conversation popped up last week. We talked about it. I talked about it a couple other places. It's like, oh man, you know, you don't have a first round pick next year. And my response to that always has been, that doesn't really bother me that much. I would have rather spent that on James Pierce this year and he get a year of development, and we hit the ground running with two edge players that can actually get in the backfield next year who are into their second seasons and not rookies anymore. Because when you have a first-round draft pick and you're in a team in rebuilding mode, what did you always draft? You draft a left tackle, you draft a quarterback, you draft an edge player, and possibly a corner. All right, those are like your first-round guys. Like A.J. Terrell just got a huge extension. Jake Matthews signed an extension. You know, Michael Penix, you just drafted two edge guys. Like, it hasn't bothered me. But then when you compound it to the Michael Penix thing, there's just so many questions about this franchise moving forward that I can't answer. Somebody asked me yesterday, hey, is Raheem's job safe now that Michael Penix got injured? Because he can point to it and say, hey, our quarterback got injured. We weren't allowed to really the opportunity to develop and pull ourselves out of it. I said, I don't think anybody's safe. Like, how would anybody be safe at this point? Now, do I think Raheem should be fired? I think that that's another conversation for another day. I'm still not sold that that's the answer. I think Raheem and this organization, this franchise has got to find some bullies, man. You got to find some bullies. We don't have bullies. And I say that knowing that Drake London is our alpha on both sides of the football, in my opinion. Have you got some good players defensively and offensively? Sure. But they feel passive a lot of the times. And I feel like if I was going in this offseason thinking one thing, I'm going to find some kind of tone setter on both sides of the football. Maybe somebody grows into that role. Maybe they don't. But that's the, when I look at the future of this franchise, it's not to me about rehab. It's not about coach. It's about finding somebody who can play at an angry level and set the tone on both sides of the football.
I do believe that you might have one. The two kids you drafted in the first round both might be that guy. I think the term you used was grow into it. You know, it takes a little bit of time. Feels like it. Drake wasn't that guy year one either. I mean, he had it in him, but he was still learning the receiver spot. He had some hiccups, and now look at him. There's no doubt Drake's played like a top five receiver this season. There's no doubt. And his attitude we've seen for the last few years. But I think Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. both have it. They've just got to continue to develop and allow that to kind of come out.
Yeah, know? I think that's fair. I think that's definitely fair.
But I just look back and I feel I understand the thought process of, you know, saying that you were going to compete, and you did compete. You were 7-10 all 3 years under Arthur Smith. You know, and you lost a few games where you felt like you were maybe a Jalen Walker away or a Jesse Bates away, right? Mm. And then it just, for whatever reason, didn't work out. But I go back that if you'd have been a little bit more calculated with your messaging, it might have given you a year more than you have. But now you look at it and you say, well, I've been told for the last 8 years we're supposed to go to play. And you're like, a miracle could happen. You could pull a rabbit out and you could win 7 in a row. And like I said, yes, what, 2 days ago, this is Kirk Cousins' chance for his Red Dead Redemption story. I mean, you know, they go out there and be the gunslinger and lead the Falcons to the playoffs for the first, like, but that just seems like a pipe dream at times right now with where you're at 3-7.
Yeah.
And the game Kirk Cousins did start this year without Drake London didn't go very well.
Yeah. No.
And you're at home.
And that's what I mean by finding a bully, and maybe that's more off because I think you're right. I think Jalen Walker can be that guy defensively. I think he'll grow into that role. But you look offensively, and you know what's Chris Lindstrom's cap hit next year? $26 million, something along those lines.
I don't know. I'm not. And real quick, I want you to finish your point. But this whole this narrative. Oh, they're in cap hell. No, they're not.
No, they're not. They're not even close to being in cap hell.
So stop this. We're against the cap. There's so much you can do with that. It's not even. It's just that shouldn't even be coming into thought.
I mean, between Kirk and Kyle Pitts, right now you're spending $50 million. Are you not? Which I don't know that I expect one of them to be on your roster next year. And I know people ears perk up when they hear Kyle Pitts and contract in 2026. I'm good. I think he's hamstrung this offense. And when I talk about finding a bully, the tight end position is one of the places I'm talking about. Go find a freaking bully. Find somebody that wants to hit somebody in the nose. And I love Chris Lindstrom to death, and that's why I brought this up a minute ago. If you can't move somebody north and south at the guard position in short yardage and you're making $26 million, then something's off about the way we're doing things. I'm sorry. It just is.
I completely agree. I saw a Darnell Washington film this morning when I was doing some research, and I was like, holy hell.
May or may not be in my mic'd up.
I would, and I know I said it earlier, and you know, a couple weeks ago before the deadline, I was like, I'm holding on to Pitts because I don't know where we're at, blah, blah. Dude, I would do that trade 50 times right now. It's straight up, 8 for 80. Give it to me.
Boom.
Well, and we're going to continue this conversation. Didn't quite get to the Kirk audio that made a few people feel a certain way. We will, but coming up, Braves made some moves, and Shador is getting his first NFL start. All of that is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
724 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Good morning. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, but last night, the Braves decided to make some moves. Raisel Iglesias will be in a Braves uniform yet again. They signed him to a one-year, $16 million deal, and they acquired two-time Gold Glove winner Mauricio Dubon from the Astros for Nick Allen, and they also acquired Ryan Rolison from the Colorado Rockies.
I thought the Nick Allen exchange with the Dubon guy, that's a little bit interesting, right? I feel like that's kind of not one for one, but Nick Allen was a defensive guy with a low batting average, and it's like you kind of just upgraded in the Gold Glove category, but seems like filling a similar role.
Dubon can play more positions, I think.
Yeah,
I think he can play like seven positions in the field, but it's a utility move. That's not a reliable starter as far as at the plate. I don't know. I'm not overly thrilled with any of these. The Dubon thing I'm okay with, but is Iglesias the closer next year? Are we going to put up with half a year of him being garbage again? Like, I don't know where we at with that.
I think both of these guys are in the same situation right now where Anthopoulos is like, we're going to see what else we can do. We'd love to add more pieces and make sure that you're not that guy.
Well,
but we'll see.
And he said that as much like this isn't necessarily our starting shortstop. Like we're doing more. This is really a move that gives us flexibility. And it's a smart move if you think about it. He's better at the plate, but it's a smart move that he can play all those positions because Ozzie seemingly gets hurt every year. You had a hole at the plate at shortstop last year. Nick Allen did the best he could. And Austin Riley's been hurt the last 2 years. So it's good to have depth, and especially at the infield, with a guy that's a Gold Glover. That's all great, but you still got to go out and find someone to start at shortstop.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure if Iglesias is the closer at the end of the day. I know you're paying him $16 million, which is really a lot for anybody, but surely you got to shore up the rest of the back end of that bullpen.
Did you see the stat that Iglesias actually had the longest string without a blown save in Major League Baseball at the end of the year? I thought that was really interesting because he did. You're right. He had a terrible first half. He really came on strong at the end of the season, but I don't know if I realized it was to that degree, because I think at a certain point you're just like, all right, here he comes. Oh, he got it done this time.
Well, I think we got soured so much at the beginning of the season because
Exactly. They
started out losing seven games in a row. Like everything was just doom and gloom, that I think Raisel was better than you remember.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely was. And
I think he was better than we remember, because at that point it felt like a lot of people, it was over.
Yeah.
And
tuned it out by the second half.
And
like, whatever.
Look, the Braves were
empty calories.
Yeah. They weren't very good last year. They had a lot. But that's the thing that Alex is, this is what's tough for Alex, and I give him a lot of credit. He doesn't have the money to do the depth thing like the Dodgers do, like some of these teams do. And so he's doing what he can. I appreciate the move for Dubon. I think that's how you pronounce it. But, okay, still go find me a starting shortstop, though. We still need a starting shortstop. This is not it. And so hopefully it's one of many moves that are to be made.
To be seen. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills play the Texans in Houston tonight. CJ Stroud will be sitting out again. He's still recovering from a concussion. Davis Mills will get his third straight start.
I think this can be a statement game for the Buffalo Bills, and I think it probably should be. That's a team that feels like it's Josh Allen and then just everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But if they really are the team that's going to make a deep playoff run the way they've had their sights set on for this year and the last couple of years, they probably need to make a statement against a Davis Mills-led Houston Texans team. But we'll see.
A big game for the Texans, too, sitting at 5-5. There's, I mean, they got to win ball games with or without C.J. Stroud. They're pretty good defensively, too. They're
phenomenal.
Talk about bully ball. They'll play a little bit of bully ball on the defensive side.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders will make his first NFL start on Sunday against the Raiders as Dylan Gabriel is still in concussion protocol. We did talk about it earlier this week. Shedeur did struggle when he made his debut in the second half of Sunday's game. He was sacked twice, completed 4 of 16 passes for 47 yards and interception. But here he is talking about speeding up his development.
So as a player and everything, and mentally everything, has to speed up due to the situation. I did everything I need to. I'm doing everything I need to prepare to be the best version of myself as possible. With the circumstances, everything got to be sped up, and that's great. You know, I like pressure in life. I'm just excited for everything. So I feel like I'm the guy. I know I'm the guy, but, you know, you just have to be able to see. The game got to speak.
Great sound bite by him.
Yeah,
great attitude.
Nice work.
The other thing I read, I can't remember where I read it, but it was seemingly reputable source that, you know, this was supposed to be the Stefanski thought process was redshirt him this year. Kind of like we did Brandon Dorlus, basically, and redshirt him. And I say redshirt, but like just let him sit and learn and kind of take in. And then it felt like it was going to be, once Flacco is going to be Gabriel versus Shedeur, and see who, because they thought Dylan Gabriel was a little bit more ready. But that changed when Andrew Berry decided he was going to trade Joe Flacco. And and then they traded the guy early after
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett. Thank you. And so that kind of changed the thought process of what Stefanski was able to do. And now he's having to play him here late in the season, which I think it's, look, we're midway through November, so
I'm so curious where his job footing is.
Stefanski?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's taking a lot of heat by certain reporters and Shedeur fans, but I've always thought he's a great coach. The guy has won. The guy literally had Joe Flacco.
I was gonna say, what did you expect out of his offense this year?
Yeah, really? He's been hamstrung with whatever the hell Deshaun Watson is at this point in his career. And where is he next year? And, dude.
Don't say it.
Mike.
Absolutely not, dude.
Hey, Mike.
No, I'm not talking about that. Go to commercial or something.
Mike, when the Browns cut Deshaun at the end of the year.
Oh, no.
Why are you doing this right now?
I mean, you know, and Cousins is cut with a June 1st designation. I mean, you're going to need a guy to play for like 4 weeks. Maybe 2 weeks, or, you know, at least training camp. And I mean,
according to that 9-month timeline, Mike.
I mean, yeah. You know,
hey, pipe down back there.
I mean, I'm not
y'all
saying.
Y'all are not having this conversation right now.
Hey, all you people that were ready to push Matt Ryan out the door at the time for Deshaun, well, you might get your cake now.
Hey, Bo, you remember when Deshaun posted that picture when he first picked the Browns, and there was speculation that a 4 Deshaun Watson Falcons jersey was balled up in the corner on the pool table? Mm-hmm. You think he still got that?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, well, I don't know. Maybe he had to give it away. Maybe. I'm not even gonna do it. I'm gonna step back.
Allie, I'm about to quit. You better get this man in line.
I'm just saying.
I'm about to walk
You
out.
Might need a quarterback next year for the beginning of the season, at least training camp.
Are you in favor of this?
Deshaun Watson might be.
No, he's not
released.
In favor of this. He's trying to make me mad.
And look, I mean, look, I think there's a lot of people in this city that are probably, they probably feeling a little special right now driving around. Oh, yeah, I'd love that, Deshaun, because they ain't sold on the fact that he's garbage now. I mean.
Nothing's better than a hometown redemption story, Mike.
Dylan.
Nothing's better than a hometown redemption story.
See, we're gonna have two games. We're gonna have Kirk's Red Dead Redemption this next
I will be damned
7 weeks.
If I spend
That's
this
right.
entire offseason.
And next year it'll be
that.
Deshaun Watson's
That's right.
Black and red redemption, because you know the Falcons wear black and red, yeah.
And then when Michael Penix comes back, he can make his case for comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
So back-to-back-to-back comebacks.
Just saying, man, like just open your eyes, Mike.
It's all there on the table for you, buddy.
See the future.
We're going to shift gears a little bit, Mike. You good with that?
Please, okay. For the love.
But unfortunately, we're going to talk to the root of this scenario that they're talking about. What does Michael Penix's partially torn ACL mean for the Falcons QB room next season? We'll talk realistically about that next, and we've also got a mic'd up.
We do have a mic'd up. I've been cautioning you guys, man. You guys go in there and read these draft profiles, and hey, wait. It says this guy is 6'3", 300 pounds. No, he's not. This guy runs a 4'4". No, he doesn't. Well, I'll give you a cautionary tale and a cut. Somebody admitted something about their weight yesterday. You don't want to miss that.
It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We're going to talk about Falcons in a second. Mike does have a mic'd up coming up. It sounds like he's about to call out everyone that lies on their driver's license about their weight.
I'm one of those people.
Same.
No. We've had this conversation before on the show about, well, this guy does that. Why can't we use this guy that he does that? And I'm like, y'all are crazy if you think that these guys are as fast or as whatever as they were when they went through the combine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're probably in some of the greatest shape of your life when you're going through that kind of thing. So don't tell me that this guy runs this or this guy is this big. It's just not always the case. It kind of goes a little bit sporadic at this point.
All right. Looking forward to that clarity when Mic'd Up comes around. Now, this Sunday, the Falcons will face the Saints in New Orleans. Pregame with Mike and Bo will start here on 92.9 The Game at 2. Wes Durham and Dave Archer will take over with kickoff at 4:25. And we got the gut punch yesterday that Michael Penix Jr. will be undergoing surgery for a partially torn ACL. Raheem addressed the media, talked about how Penix will fight to be ready for next season, but it's kind of up in the air.
It'd be hard for me to say no right now. I got nothing but confidence in Mike bouncing back, doing the things he needs to do in order to get there, to get to that point to be able to go out there and play for us. So and all it is a guesstimation by me. So no medical information whatsoever.
Golly, man. I still haven't been able to stomach the news and thinking about it and listening to Raheem and thinking about Penix coming back and all the conversations we had about knee injuries coming out of the draft and the conversations we've had this entire season and really dating back to last season's about mobility and bootlegs and taking off running when you can. It's just the whole situation's hard to stomach where the Falcons are at right now.
Yeah, because this is what happens. You know, not everybody replaces franchise quarterbacks with franchise quarterbacks seamlessly, right? Where there's just no drop off, and it's quarterback purgatory, and it kind of feels like you're in there. Next year, you might have the fifth different opening day starter in 5 years.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no way around it, and it's not. And you look. It's not at you're not at fault for. It's not like you haven't tried. Yeah,
would it be six? I think it would
actually
be six.
It would be six. It would be six if you want to. If you want to do it, I was just counting post Matt Ryan era. Yeah. But if you want to count 21, then yeah, you can count that, and that'll be six. But that's the and Penix could be the starter. He could be starting. You don't know. It's like Raheem. He's not a no doctor knows when he'll be ready. You just don't. Like, nobody had Adrian Peterson having a 2,000-yard season less than a year after ACL surgery at the time of when ACLs took a year. So you don't know. We don't. Nobody knows. But it doesn't look good.
All this conversation goes back to everything we've been talking about Zach Robinson. And I mentioned it earlier, Kirk Cousins, when he comes in the game the other day, he goes under center a little bit more, right? And I'm like, oh, maybe you can run the wide zone. You can boot out of that. You can do some more things. He didn't do that last year, and the reason was because he was coming off the Achilles. He's not as mobile. That's what we've been led to believe. He's not mobile enough to run some of those things from under center and get to the handoff point. Well, then you get to this year, and Michael Penix is still not doing those things. And so it's like, okay, is he not comfortable under center? I can't even imagine at this point having to go through the whole offseason and point to Michael Penix's rehab at the thought that Zach Robinson's in charge of this offense. Can't even make my brain start to point that direction. That we would continue to see and talk about a lack of mobility in not being utilized in the offense. Not just scrambling, but just being, you know, moving the pocket. I can't even allow my mind to go there that we might approach this offseason and say, yeah, Zach would be the OC. Michael Penix is coming off the ACL. We'll see what happens. Absolutely not. I can't even allow myself to go there.
Well, okay then. I don't know. I get it. I don't know. Like, all I can look forward to right now is Kirk Cousins going out there this season, like the rest of this season, and giving us something. You know, I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose to this. We got two games left with our arch rival, which is the Saints. I'd like to win those. Start this week. I'd like to think that after that, we could all have some turkey next week. After the Brown Grass Charity Classic, and then we can go to go to Jersey and maybe win that. You know, I would hate to think that we're going to lose to two teams with four combined wins, but hell, we only have three. So
both teams that are admittedly in rebuild mode. Both of these teams are like have made it very clear they're in rebuild mode.
So yeah.
So,
well, and one thing I did want to bring up on the show is there was a comment made by Kirk yesterday, and depending on who you are, you either took it as a joke or you were offended by it. He kind of made light of some news that he broke in the off season last year.
I feel good. I think Led doesn't believe me much when I say that. We have a past history there. But I do feel good. And I would never tell you if I wasn't, probably, until the season's over.
Was anyone upset by this comment yesterday within this show?
Just knowing D-Led and knowing where Kirk's coming from, I thought it was hilarious. There's not a lot to be lighthearted about with this team right now. I can appreciate the fact that he lightened the mood in that room on a dark day for the Falcons. I mean, it just is what it is.
What was he supposed to do? For the people that are upset, because no one on this show is upset, I don't think. This show's not very – we're not a sensitive show. I'm sure there are others that are, but we're not. What was he supposed to say? I don't know. I do now, but maybe I won't, and I'll let you guys know ASAP. I mean, maybe he should have went that route and just been a complete blank hole about it, and that would have made people, oh, yeah, that's a tough guy. I don't know. It's just so silly. We hang on words. Words. They're just words.
And that's the bottom line. Go win. That's the end-all, be-all of this entire conversation.
It's the same crap I saw yesterday in before practice. That was obviously post. Saw before where someone was upset because Raheem Morris, at some point in his press conference, had the audacity to giggle at something that happened in the room. How dare he? I mean, how dare he laugh at any point? I just think there's fake outrage. Like, we just want to be mad about mad. We have every right to be mad about the team losing. There is no doubt about that. But to try to have outrage and want to take away human interaction and the things that make people happy people on a daily basis is asinine and ignorant and needs to be called out.
It goes back to the postgame interview that Arch did with Raheem, and you were standing right there. And I thought, and I talked to Grant about this in the postgame, I thought that was as reflective as I had heard Raheem in a postgame interview. He, like, at one point takes a deep breath. He's being very honest. He's being, you know, you can tell that he is thinking long-term and short-term at the same time. And the fact that he can smile a few days later, I'll give him credit. I don't know that I'd be able to conjure that up if I were him.
And that's the moment for it, right? Post-game. That's when you – that's that and on a Monday when it, you know, coming off a loss, there should be seriousness, right? I completely agree there. But, dude, it's Wednesday. Yesterday was Wednesday. Today's Thursday, obviously. But yesterday was Wednesday, and that's Wednesday press conference. So he's not allowed to have any enjoyment in life? No. I mean, like, and it's funny because we live in an era where people are very serious and openly talking about mental health and everything. What's good for your mental health? Laughing and finding moments in life to
giving
enjoy.
Hugs, like Allie told us. She said,
"Oh, I'm not. Look, I don't want my head ball coach walking around hugging everybody. Yeah. All right, let's.
You did say that you would skip out on the hug.
Let's be real, realistic. He doesn't need to be hugging people, but if he's laughing, the same people that cry about all, you know, I say cry. Let me rephrase that. Same people that want to talk about all these issues that are serious also want to tell my head coach he can't laugh and tell the now starting quarterback he can't make a joke." Kick rocks.
And as a reminder, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I can tell you somebody who might be enjoying a little bit of Buffalo's Cafe, maybe hitting a couple of bash nights once a week. And that is this cut that I'm about to play for you guys. Now, Georgia fans will know Darnell Washington. He is a big fella and has been a big fella pretty much his entire life. I believe he is listed at 6'7", 260 pounds. Ha! There ain't no freaking way that he is. As a matter of fact, there has been multiple people that have come out and been like, this guy has got to be closer to 280, 290. Mm-hmm. Well, we all might have sold that a little bit short. He was on the St. Brown podcast a couple of days ago, and they confronted him about the number that was written down on the sheet.
How much do you weigh? The internet says 260. I'm like, not 260.
I ain't finna cap to y'all. I ain't weighing myself in a minute, but I
know. Bro, what
I
do you know. Mean? You got weigh-ins every week.
Look.
Yeah. No way. Look, he's trying to get away. I ain't weighing myself in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm 311.
I looked it up, and it said 6'7", 275. I'm like, bro, he looks bigger than Jimmy Graham, because I play with Jimmy Graham. He's 6'7", 260-something. I'm like, he looks bigger than Jimmy Graham. I'm like, unless I'm tripping, like, bro, I'm like, yeah, no way. Bro,
that's crazy. Yeah. A DB tackling you is unheard. Like, that's like us passing it to Panay. Like, that's crazy, bro.
You know what's funny? He's like, I ain't with myself in a minute. I ain't gonna cap. 311. Yeah.
311, man.
Wow.
Bro, 311.
Wait, what was he listed
311?
As?
311. 260, but then I think a more recent one said 275.
Our lads has him, dude, at 264. Wikipedia now has him at 311.
That dude.
30 pounds is crazy.
That dude ain't seen 264 in a long time. I'm talking about coming off of, like, off-season conditioning at Georgia.
That's probably almost 60 pounds. 264 to 311.
That is a massive amount of weight. But he's playing well. Have you? And Aaron Rodgers was actually asked about this earlier in the season. They were like, yeah. He was like, yeah, they've been trying to turn him into an offensive lineman. I said, no way. This guy's going to be a tight end. And every time you get the ball in his hands, that's a bully, man. That is a freaking bully.
I'd take him at right tackle right now. Yeah. I mean, I think Elijah Wilkinson's played great. And I think Elijah Wilkinson's played great. But you know what Elijah Wilkinson rolls in at?
Probably the same amount. Probably 311.
Well, he's listed at 6'6", 310.
Yeah, there you go.
Which means he's probably 315 at least.
All I'm saying is give me an inline tight end with his hand in the dirt. That's going to roll somebody. And they don't have to be 311, but golly, I'm a little bit jealous of this guy.
Can you imagine if they did turn Darnell Washington into a lineman and, you know, he just almost every play he's just counting himself in as eligible? I mean, that's kind of that'd be scary.
I mean, it's
well,
just,
I'm not sure if that works that way.
Probably not.
I don't think the rule, but you can count yourself eligible every time. He's going to cover it up at times.
Yeah,
sorry, I got in the weeds.
No. And it's just, it is interesting because all I can think about, because it happened with this team, do y'all remember the legend of Alejandro Villanueva?
Yeah, I remember. It's the largest human being I've ever seen in person walk by me was after we played Pittsburgh. And he walked by. We were outside the locker room doing interviews. And he walked by, and I... I was blown away how like large of a human that is.
For those that are not familiar, Alejandro Villanueva went to Army. All right. He played wide receiver at about 6'8", 260, I believe, maybe 240.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went and did a tour. And he's the one on all the USAA commercials. He went and did a tour, comes back, decides he's going to play offensive line. And before you know it, he's like an all-pro left tackle for the Steelers. And he's like 6'8", and he's gained, I don't know, 60 or 70 pounds at that point, but still had good feet.
Massive.
And he was unbelievable for a few years stretch there and played at a really, really high level. So, yeah, I mean, Darnell, look, man, hey, do all you can at tight end. But you just know you got a backup plan. Kelvin Benjamin experiment.
He and Sam Baker's dad might be two of the largest human beings I've ever met in person. When Sam Baker's dad shakes your hand, his fingertips go to your tricep.
Yeah, big fella.
And his head probably, I don't know if will fit through a door.
It's like a Home Depot bucket.
He is and he's the nicest human being you'll ever meet. Man. He's just huge.
Big
large.
Dave, man. Big Dave.
Well, this Saturday from noon till 2, you can join me out at Kia Mall of Georgia. We're going to be getting ready for the Falcons-Saints game. One lucky fan is going to win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV. You get a Yeti cooler as well. Someone else is going to take home tickets to an upcoming Falcons game. It's this Saturday, noon to 2 at Kia Mall of Georgia. By the way, every car sold comes with a 65-inch TV. So if you are in the market for a car, by all means. Coming up, we've got Rusty Mansell coming in to talk some college football next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.